hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. From Michigan Avenue between Cedar and Lodge Streets downtown, it's time for some High A Midwest League action. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And here comes Game 5 of a six-game series, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. Yesterday was great when it comes to Great Lakes. After all, Griffin Lockwood Powell not only hit for the third cycle in franchise history, Adam, he did it in such fashion as to win the game for the visitors.
Yeah, you really can't do it much better than what he did yesterday, needing the home run in the last opportunity of the game. And also, he does it when the Loons are trailing. So he gets the game-winning home run with a three-run shot, blasted out to left field, and the Loons have their third cycle in franchise history. They had one last year, but it had been since 2009 before the cycle last year. But amazing game last night from Griffin Lockwood Powell. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, a real heartbreaker type of loss where they had a chance to take a 3-1 series lead, needed three outs, weren't able to get it in that ninth inning. So, you know, I feel like they're going to come back motivated and want to get back out there and try and get a victory tonight.
In baseball, there's a saying, momentum is the next day's starting pitcher. Well, today's starting pitcher for the Lugnuts is an enigma to us. He's a brand new player just called up from the Arizona Complex League, Yeison Sanchez. Welcome to your Midwest League debut.
Yeah, and his numbers are rough, just to be frank, Jesse. I mean, he's spent time here in 2023 with both the Athletic Complex, the Arizona Complex League, rather, and then with Stockton. And with Stockton, ERA sits under 10 through 22 games. He only made 9 starts, too, so he was more regularly used out of the bullpen. A guy that had racked up 55 strikeouts in 60 innings, but the walks have been up, and the whip is up over 2. So maybe a new setting here and an opportunity at what is a much more pitcher-friendly league than the California League. Maybe it gives him a little bit of a new life, and he can help out the Lugnuts get that spark they're looking for.
You say that, but you and I both know this is not necessarily a pitcher-friendly ballpark.
Yes, that's correct. Not an easy spot to start.
The Great Lakes Loons at home have one of the lowest offensive stat totals in the league. Dow Diamond is difficult to hit it. Here at Jackson Field, the Lansing Lugnuts have some of the best offensive numbers in the league. The lineups are brought up to home plate right now by Lansing hitting coach Ron Whitmire and the manager for the Great Lakes Loons, Daniel Nava. And so let's give you those starting nines. Let's begin with the Loons, leading off the second baseman, Taylor Young. Batting second, the shortstop, Alex Freeland. Batting third in the order, it's the catcher, Yainer Fernandez. Heading fourth, the cleanup hitter for the Great Lakes Loons today, Griffin Lockwood Powell, Mr. Cycle. Kenneth Betancourt, the third baseman, hits fifth. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Damon Keith. Heading seventh, it's the DH, Dalton Rushing. And oh, we're going to pause on that. Heading eighth, it's the left fielder, Chris Aline. Rounding off the order in center field, Jake Vogel. That's Young, Freeland, Fernandez, Lockwood Powell, Betancourt, Keith. Rushing, Aline, Vogel. Adam, how about Dalton Rushing? rushing back into action, just activated off the injured list, replacing Chris Newell.
Yeah, that just adds depth to this lineup, and the Lugnuts were thinking maybe we have an opportunity. You certainly don't want to see someone down on the IL, but thought maybe he might miss them this time around, but he's back here, it looks like, for the weekend, and that certainly is another bat that Lansing's going to have to be extra careful with in the lineup.
Now on the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts, managed by Craig Conklin, leading off center fielder Junior Perez. Batting second, shortstop Jacob Wilson. The DH Daniel Susak hits third. Batting fourth, the right fielder Colby Thomas. Heading fifth at first base, Danny Batista Jr. Batting sixth, the second baseman Brennan Malone. Heading seventh, third baseman A. Ribiel Angeles. Batting eighth, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, batting ninth in left field, it's Clark Elliott. That's Perez, Wilson, Susak, Thomas, Batista Jr., Malone, Angeles, Rodriguez, and Elliott for the Lansing Lugnuts against the righty German Rosario. Adam, what do you make of the Lugnuts starting nine, and who's your spotlight nut?
It's a good question. The Lugnuts starting nine is great. I mean, Danny Bautista jumps back into it today. Junior Perez and Jacob Wilson, along with Daniel Susak and Colby Thomas, the top four in this order are so darn good. And then the turnover with Angeles and Elliott starting to heat up. I am going to go with Clark Elliott at the bottom of the order. He's been seeing it better down there, and I like when he sits in that turnover spot to get things back to the top of the card. So, go with the left fielder tonight.
Love it. Well, here are your Lugnuts, and here are your Loons, and let's go to Adam now for the weather report. Do you think that these are more great hitting conditions?
Yeah, they're absolutely beautiful conditions tonight. 75 degrees and sunny. We do have about 52% humidity tonight. Wind is slowly blowing out towards right field, but I mean, these are two teams that can hit the ball regardless of the weather, but specifically they've been hot late. Lansing didn't have any home runs last night, Jesse. They had some near home run swings, a couple that went foul, a couple that went short of the wall, so would not be surprised if they get back in the long ball column tonight.
Entering today in the Midwest League, looking at the standings, atop the East, the West Michigan Whitecaps, but by only a half game over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The White Caps are 26-19. The Tin Caps are 26-20. Then the Dayton Dragons at 24-22, 2.5 games back. Dayton has lost 3 in a row, while Lake County has won 5 in a row. The Captains are now 22-21. They're only 3 games out of first. The Great Lakes Loons are 22-24, 4.5 out, but they won the first half. They're into the playoffs. They'll await the winner of the second half in the East. And then the Lansing Lugnuts at 19-27. They've lost 2 in a row after winning the first 2 in this series. And the West, Cedar Rapids is 29-17. Peoria, 25-20. Beloit and Wisconsin are each 22-24. South Bend is 19-26. And Quad Cities brings up the rear, 17-29, 12 games out of first. Down to the field we go. Time for our national anthem.
Tonight, Samantha Dan, the singer of the national anthem here at Jackson Field. Well done down there on the field. It is a gorgeous evening for S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night baseball. August 19th, 2023. It's the Loons and the Lugs, and we are coming to a close to the season. Game 112 of 131. The Great Lakes Loons, the first half winners in the Eastern Division, 22 and 24 in the second half, 67 and 44 overall. Your Lansing Lugnuts in the basement in the East Division here in the second half, trying to gain some ground, 19 and 27 in the second half, 50 and 61 overall. Series tied 2-2 with two games left to go and just eight total games left to go at home this year for the Lansing Lugnuts. All right. For someone to take the lead tonight in the series to tell you all about it, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let's talk about the defense that will be supporting Yeison Sanchez on the mound, going through his warm-ups right now. In the outfield, Clark Elliott's in left, Junior Perez plays center, Colby Thomas in right. Around the infield, Danny Bautista Jr. is the first baseman. It's Brendan Malone at second, Jacob Wilson plays shortstop, and at third base, Aribio Anales. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, just airmailed the throw into center field and down to the field for the play ball kid. Play ball declared, and here we go. The right-hander, Yeison Sanchez, out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, 22 years of age. He's 6'2", 165 pounds. He is slender. The right-hander from La Romana, Dominican Republic. And it takes on Taylor Young, Alex Freeland, and Yander Fernandez to get things going in the top of the first. Home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. Bases umpire Chad Patterson. You ready? 7.04 p.m., the wind and the pitch. A fastball called a strike across the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. And we're underway 1 minute early. A strike, one toss. The fastball comes right back to the outer edge. 96. Nothing and two real quick on Taylor Young. Time granted to Young. Adam, the scouting report that I received on Yeison is everything moves. That fastball has been clocked as hot as 97. Let's fly the 0-2. A ground ball left side and through. Base hit left field. Clark Elliott gloves, plays it in. Taylor Young is on with a leadoff single.
Taylor Young said enough of going down looking on the first at bat of the game like he'd done the last two nights. Gets down 0-2, takes a breath, and pretty good swing out to left field.
Looked to my eyes like the catcher Rodriguez wanted that fastball up, climb the ladder.
I think so, and that's a good idea, 0-2 pitch. Go up and out, see if you can get him to climb, but yeah, just didn't quite locate it.
Nope. So Sanchez instead deals to Alex Freeland. Runner at first, no score. Line drive hooked foul up the right side into the Lansing pen. Strike one. So this is a bit of a change, isn't it? Last 2 days, the game beginning for the Loons. Young strikes out looking. Freeland singles. Yesterday he scored in a two-run top of the first. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch on its way. Outside. A ball and a strike. Yeison Sanchez, you're going to hear that stuff. The velocity is great on the fastball. There's tons of movement on the slider. Adam, I've heard the changeup sinks. 1-1. Line drive over short. Base hit left center field. Clark Elliott into the alleyway to track it down. Picks it up on the warning track. Around third base, Taylor Young's going to try to score. Relay will not be made by Wilson. Young is in on the Freeland RBI double. And the Loons lead 1-0. This has been the big question with Sanchez, has been, if the stuff on paper is good, how does he get hit? But he got hit in Stockton, he got hit in Arizona, and so far a single and a double to open up things in the Midwest League.
And this is what Great Lakes has done this week. Most of the games here, they're scoring in the first inning. If they haven't scored in the first inning, they're scoring in the first three innings, and done it again in the opening frame tonight.
Sanchez throws. Inter Fernandez chops left side. Third baseman Anales intercepts, fires to first, in time for the out. Freeland hangs tight at second base.
Real small thing there, Jesse, but heady play. Jacob Wilson was coming over to the right to try and play that. Anales cut him off. As soon as he saw Anales was taking it, Jacob Wilson immediately goes over to third base to make sure that Freeland can't scoot over there and he could cover the bag if they needed to throw.
And they only exchanged places now once Angeles was ready to get back toward that bag.
Jacob Wilson said, I'll play third.
Griffin Lockwood Powell now, righty to righty. Spin about. Yeson looks the runner back to second. Adam, I was looking forward to the Yeson versus Gaynor matchup, and it lasted one pitch. When it's going right for Sanchez, that's what happens. Gets the ground out. The pitch to Griffin Lockwood Powell. That's in there for a called strike. Slide piece. A single and a double opening things for the Loons, leading 1-0. Here's the man, Griffin Lockwood Powell, who hit for the cycle yesterday, and he knocked in 5 runs. Loons won 7-5. Look back to Freeland. Then the pitch. Slider outside. Ball at a strike. I wonder for C.J. Rodriguez. For C.J. in working with Yeson, they had to become very familiar with one another last year. C.J. spent all of last year with Stockton. So did Sanchez. Reunited here in Lansing. A ground ball foul up the left side. Did that catch Daniel Nava?
I think he escaped that.
Wow. You and I have discussed how the manager of the Loons and the third base coach stands nowhere near the bag. He's checking out his heartbeat, his pulse. He is closer to the on-deck circle than he is to third base. 1-2 pitch to Lockwood Powell. Slider just missed. Very tight.
39-year-old Jesse, he's going to get to 40 quicker than he wants if the way he keeps standing down there.
2 balls, 2 strikes on Griffin Lockwood Powell. Baseball ages you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Break even. Stayed inside. 3-2. Griffin Lockwood Powell, I believe, told Brad Tunney after the game that his last triple before yesterday, he thought it was sometime in high school. But you need the triple if you're going to hit for the cycle. And that was his third hit. The homer came last. Payoff. Slider swung at and missed. Down he goes. First strikeout for Yeison Sanchez. Kenneth Betancourt steps in. 2 outs top of the first inning. So 2 base hits and then 2 outs recorded in a row. Freeland still at second. 1-0 Loons. Righty versus righty. The pitch to Kenneth Betancourt. Down low, smothered by Rodriguez. I think I can tell you, just in watching this top of the first inning, that Sanchez, by order of trust, that slider is ranking high.
Does that surprise you in the A's organization that another pitcher is got a great slider that he loves to utilize?
I suppose it shouldn't. Yes, on Sanchez deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96 by him. Ball at a strike on Betancourt.
Boy, that fastball almost looks like a slider. You said it. Every pitch moving, that thing was wiggling around there.
Mm-hmm. It is not straight. Damon Keith is on deck. Freeland at second. 1-0 Loons. Pitch on its way. That's down low. Knocked down off the shin pad of the catcher Rodriguez, the right shin guard. The trouble I've seen sometimes, Adam, for a pitcher whose stuff moves and still he gets hit, is sometimes your stuff can move from the corner right back into the middle part of the zone. And so it goes from being off the barrel to on the barrel. And you need to figure out a way to move it to the corners. A 2-1 toss. Slider called strike 2 on the outside corner. Sanchez kicks around at the back of the mound. Got to make sure that the spikes are clear. Get that good toe hold.
Tell you what, if he gives up 2 hits right away and the first run and then comes back and gets 3 straight outs, kind of settles in, I think that's a pretty nice first inning for him if he can do it.
2-ball, 2-strike pitch to Kenneth Betancourt. Freeland runs. Slider inside. Rodriguez is thrown down. Tagged by Angeles is late. Alex Freeland swipes third. 27th stolen base of the year. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count.
Make it 171 for the Loons now through 111-plus games. Best in the Midwest League.
It's really been concentrated in only a couple of players. It's been Young and Freeland. A lean. 3-2. A chopper's hit up the middle, base hit, hopping into center field. Freeland jogs home. Junior Perez, as though, comes into shortstop. RBI single, Kenneth Bettencourt. 2-0 Loons. Kenneth Bettencourt notches his 8th RBI in his 20th game played with the Loons. He is having himself a strong offensive series. Now the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is going to the mound. Damon Keith is coming up next. Let's talk about the pitcher Sanchez's first name. Because, Adam, I practiced it for a while after meeting him. Y-E-H-I-Z-O-N. And Mitch Myers helped me out. Yeson was very patient with me. Yay, the Y-A, the Y-E, yay, and then the H-I-I, and then the Z-O-N, zone. Yeson.
Yeson. Now, if we looked at it how it looked, Yeison?
He was signed by Juan Carlos de la Cruz. That was a scout who also signed Pedro Santos. Santos, born in Cuba, and then trained in the Dominican Republic. We saw him yesterday. Righty, righty. Damon Keith takes ball one low and away. Keith had the day off yesterday, hitting .237 through 87 games with 9 homers. Right-handed batter, open stance. Righty deals. That's in there for a called strike. Once again, the slider has probably been his most effective pitch. 3 hits and 2 runs for the Loons, top of the first inning. 2 outs. Runner moves, the pitch taken low, no throw by Rodriguez. Bettencourt steals second, feet first. That is his 4th steal in 5 attempts.
Well, Sanchez is going to have to do a much better job paying attention to these Loon runners because they're best in the league at stealing bags, and both guys, Bettencourt and Freeland, had massive jumps because Sanchez didn't look over, so something he's going to have to improve on as this game goes on.
Hitters count here. 2-1 for Keith. Punched on the ground, right side. Diving try by Malone. Can't get it. Base hit right field. Bettencourt is around to score. Thomas gets it into second. RBI single, Keith. 3-0 Loons. RBI number 45 for Damon Keith. The number 7 hitter in the order for the Loons at one point was hitting right in the middle. It's big, powerful Dalton Rushing, who had a concussion really sabotage his ear. He's back from the IL. The first pitch, he takes a called strike on the outside corner. Just good to see him back in action before this year comes to an end. One of the impactful bats this year on the 2023 Midwest League. Left-handed hitter waits. Roddy deals. Backdoor breaking ball for a called strike two. Three nothing Loons, top of the first. Kumar Nambiar is starting to warm up in the Lansing pen. Now Sanchez, Adam, over the course of his time, has struggled more against left-handed batters than against righties. Rushing the first true lefty. Takes a called strike three on the inside corner. He's down watching. Sanchez punches him out. Strikes at two in the top of the first. And he's through his first Midwest League inning. But Great Lakes scores 3 on 4 hits, 1 left. To the bottom of the first, here come the Lansing Lugnuts trailing the Loons 3-0.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Our first ejection of the game just happened in the middle of the first inning. First pitch of the bottom of the first, fouled back by Junior Perez. Checking in with Brad Tunney in the Great Lakes booth, he assumes that Dalton Rushing was just ejected by the home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. Rushing struck out looking to end the top of the first. Perez fouls back the second pitch. And as we open up the bottom of the first inning, no balls, two strikes. Junior against the righty, Jermaine Rosario. Great Lakes leading 3-0. Hi, I'm Adam Jaxa. He's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. All right, you ready? 0-2. Junior takes a ball outside.
That doesn't sound accurate.
I'm Jesse, he's Adam. Junior batting, Jacob Wilson on deck, Daniel Susak in the hole. Jermaine Rosario, the name of the pitcher, lets it fly. A bouncing ball hit on the left side. Shortstop Freeland, deep in the hole. Long throw, one hops in late. Junior Perez beats out the infield single.
I'm still trying to process the fact that Dalton Rushing has just come back from the IL and he gets thrown out on strikes and then he gets thrown out of the game for arguing. We've seen him get ejected multiple times this year. That's certainly not the way you want to come back. I mean, got to be excited to get back out there, and just like that, he's done for the rest of the night.
That's remarkable. Here's Jacob Wilson. Wilson takes ball one up and in. Well,
I think that's one thing we'll watch, because he's a great prospect and he's a great player, but certainly that's something I think he'll have to work on is making sure his teammates, they need him in games.
Perez a threat to run. Wilson takes a called strike from Rosario. With regard to subbing someone in for him, the DH today, so on that side, easy for the manager, Daniel Nava. Now, these two teams have had their troubles with the umpiring crew over the course of this series. The pitch, swing and a miss by Wilson. One ball, two strikes. 94 miles an hour on that fastball. All right, let's talk a little bit about Jermaine Rosario. At a pair of Via Dominican Republic, 21 years of age. Checks in on the runner at first base, but Perez back in. Junior Perez out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Rosario 5-5 with a 5.33 ERA through 49 innings. Fires the 1-2 to Wilson. Slider outside, ball two.
And he's been a guy that's come out of the pen. He started games. This is his third outing against Lansing, Jesse, and it's his first time starting. He had two relief appearances against him, both tight, low-scoring wins, 4-0 and 3-1 against the Lugnuts.
Second pickoff, though, over. Second time unsuccessful. Perez back in. Junior, 37 steals and 43 attempts. Jacob Wilson took a rare 0-for yesterday. He was 0-for-5. A 2-2 pitch here. Perez runs. It's hit in the air out to left field and shallow. Down the line, Alin to his right. Chris Alin makes the catch on fair ground and stops his momentum up against the wall. Perez retreats to first. Fly out by Wilson for out number one. Loons are up 3-0. Bring up the number three hitter in the order, Daniel Susak. By the way, hello to Kim Contreras, tuned in from Aberdeen, Maryland.
Well, hello to Miss Kim. Great to have her back with us.
The old Lion State, home of the Ironbirds. Daniel Susak takes a called strike across the inside corner. Kim on the road checking in with affiliates. Pairs at first, one gone. Righty to righty. The pitch to Susak. Hit a foul off the right side. Slider from Rosario, nothing in two. Daniel distinguished himself earlier this series with a couple of two-run homers, and since then The Loons have been pitching around him. 3 walks the last 2 days. 0-2 pitch. Perez runs. Fastball high. Throw down. Tag waiting. Junior Perez is out. Fernandez to Taylor Young. And Perez cut trying to steal for the 7th time in 44 attempts. 2 outs. Nobody on. 1-2 to Susak.
Well, just a tough start to this game. The Loons come out, get 3 runs right away. Lansing gets a base runner right off the jump, but lose the base runner. 2 outs. Base is now clear.
Here comes the 1-2. A slider is ripped up the middle. Base hit in the center field. Vogel quickly on it to relay it forward. 2-out single for Susak.
That's what hurts. That's what you're looking for right there. You can see why the Lugnuts, who are second best in the league in those swipes, trying to get Junior Perez in scoring position because Daniel Susak is one of the best in the league at getting base hits. And it's a 3-1 game if Perez is able to swipe that bag, but great defense by the Loons and not able to get it.
Go back to the top of the first. We saw 2 steals by the Loons, immediately followed by run-scoring hits. Righty to righty, Colby Thomas takes the breaking ball, hanging high. Ball one.
It was the Loons that were getting those runs with 2 outs. Maybe it's Lansing's turn to get a run or two with a couple outs. This is a guy certainly capable of doing it.
4 for 5 yesterday, 2 singles, 2 doubles. The pitch, fouled back over the screen below us. Colby has been on fire, Adam. Twice in this series, he has had 2 doubles in a game. In a different game, he crushed a 441-foot home run. He has been all right. The pitch, Thomas pops it foul, off the right side, towering. Now falling down into the stands. The difficulty up the right side, as we well know. Those are all the fans looking into the sun. But a youngster picks it up off the carom. 1-2. Rosario sets, throws. Inside. Fastball at 95 from Charming Rosario. The Lugnuts are down 3-0. Susak at first, 2 outs. And the cleanup hitting Colby Thomas waits. Batting 324 this year. The deal. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Got him. First strikeout for Rosario. 2 singles, 1 left. No runs for the Lugnuts in the first inning. And away to the second. Loons have the lead, 3-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Alex Jensen certainly familiar with Yeison Sanchez, who takes the mound for his second inning of work with the Lugnuts. In the first inning, the Loons welcomed him into High A with 4 base hits and 3 runs, 3 singles, 1 double. Sanchez takes on the 8, 9, and 1 batters, Lean, Vogel, and Young. Right-hander deals to the switch hitting Chris Aline. Pops foul the first pitch he sees, sewing off the left side over the Loons' pen. Strike one. Bubba Aline, the switch hitter batting left. On the Maryland Terrapins standout out of Philly. 19th rounder last year. 19th rounder in the 20-round draft. And here's Aline's 89th game with Great Lakes. Sanchez steps back, lifts the leg. Here it comes. Way outside. Ball into strike. And Aline this year, 13 doubles, 4 triples, 5 homers, 22 stolen bases. The wind on the pitch. Shot a backdoor breaking ball and missed for ball 2. It just has not been very consistent for him. The batting average of 195 coming in. Open stance, waiting on Sanchez. A 2-1 pitch. A bouncer foul left side. Shadows have taken over the left fielder, Elliott. They've totally engulfed him. The wind and the toss. Line foul, left side off the railing of the Lynn's dugout, then through the legs of Daniel Nava. Hands on his hips, batting helmet off. Third baseman, Adelaide, flips it to him. Daniel then rings it over out of the Lynn's bullpen. The relievers will know what to do with that ball. 2-2. A break even. Way outside. Adam, I was watching the pregame drills. The Lugnuts infielders getting drilled by Luis Baez, and then they changed things up, and Craig Conklin and Baez joined them, and they showed that they still have that great hand-eye coordination. 3-2. Inside corner, strike 3 called. Strikeout number 3 for Yason Sanchez.
Well, you like that? Bookend strikeouts to wrap up the kind of lengthy first inning and yes. Come right back to open up the second, and maybe again, you hope you can get through that first inning, not the best, but try and build now and try and bounce back.
Jake Vogel steps in. Righty deals to righty. Slider, strike 1 called. Did you ever play Pepper during your baseball days?
Sure did.
So I love seeing a little bit of pregame Pepper.
That game, it seems like it's lost momentum. It's not played as much anymore.
Well, for a long time, you would see signs at field saying no Pepper allowed. Strike 1 pitch. Slider waved at and missed. Ended up way off the outside corner.
That is right. What's the reason?
Injuries? There has to be something that they were worried about, and I think it had to have to do with health. One out, nobody on. 3-0 lose. 0-2. A slider waved at and missed. And down goes Vogel. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Yason Sanchez. That slider is looking in fine form right now. Top of the order time and Taylor Young.
Okay, so it danger of balls landing in the stands and injuring spectators, as well as because its concentrated play damages the grass, the reasoning.
Hmm. Righty throws to righty. 3-0 loons. Pitch outside, ball 1 to Young. As long as you're doing it before there are any spectators there.
Right, that should be early on, right?
Yeah.
Maybe no Pepper before an hour or so?
A 3-0. Slider, strike called outside corner. It's one of the things that I understand why we open up the gates at 6 p.m. here in Lansing, but there's something huge missing. The 1-1. Ah, that fastball came right back at the knees. Strike 2 called at 96. I love when a stadium gates are open so that the fans can watch batting practice.
Yeah, it takes them behind the scenes a little bit. It's pretty cool to see the work, just a small sample size of the work that these players are putting in before they take the field every single night.
2 outs, nobody on. Sanchez brings it. Young swings and grabs a slider toward short. Wilson to his left, picks it up, throws to first. He's safe at the bag. Just a little bit too much air under the throw, and Young too speedy. Infield single for Taylor Young.
Wilson did everything he could there, but he was just too deep out there behind the bag at second base. And by the time that, as you mentioned, he got the baseball, Young, good speed down the line and was just able to get there before.
Young a threat to run. Loon stole 2 bases against Sanchez in the first inning. Great Lakes is up 3-0 top of the second, 2 outs. Alex Freeland waits, first pitch. Down low, delayed steal by Young. No play made by the Lugnuts defense. Taylor Young went hopping out till he was halfway between first and second. Gave a look, and then he broke. And he picks up his 45th steal of the year. And a scoring position. 1-0, no strikes, the deal. Slider, chopped foul, right side. 1-1. That was a well-executed delayed steal. Now, can Yason Sanchez get Freeland, or will Great Lakes add to its lead? Freeland's 1-for-1 with an RBI double. A 1-1 pitch on its way. Head of the air into center field. Perez backs up. He waits. He's got it. Side retired. Bagel put up there by Jason Sanchez. A single, nothing more. Runner left at second. 1.5 complete. The Lugnuts trail the Loons 3-0.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Danny Bautista Jr. leads off the bottom of the second. First pitch, ball one from the righty, Jerming Rosario, wearing lucky number 13 for the Great Lakes Loons. Loons 3, Lugnuts nothing. Righty fires to righty. Fastball up and in. 2-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Bautista, Malone, Anales, 5-6-7, the hitters. Pitch on its way. Line drive, right field, Damon Keith right there to nab it to his left. One gone. Danny Bautista Jr. found himself in a bit of a hitting funk. There was a time there when he was barreling up everything. And then that had gone away. That was more like it, though it turns into a hard first down.
That's a good swing right there. Line drive opposite way. He's sent a lot of those right field side up in the air, but it's straightened out as the season's gone on.
Brennan Malone takes ball one inside, 96 on the hands. Malone is another guy, Adam, who he's in a hitting funk right now. 3-0 Loons. Pitch on its way. Slider off the outside corner. 2-0 on the second straight batter. A cloud has passed in front of the sun. Here's the pitch. That's inside. Otherwise, the sun has set, and I think that was pretty quick. We do not have very many clouds right above us. There's a streak of cumulus out beyond the center field wall. The deal. Inside for ball four. How about a four-pitch walk to Malone? On the first walk given out by Rosario.
Well, now if you're the Lugnuts, you got to make them pay. Again, the Loons have all the momentum right now. Grab three in the first, but you get a base runner. Now it's time for Lansing to flex the muscles, perhaps. This is where they've been good at home lately, hitting home runs when guys are getting on base.
Lugnuts have not scored a run against Rosario this year. Righty to righty. Avery Bielanales takes it bouncing in, knocked down, but Malone heads for second. Fernandez late to recover. Headed up near the feet of Avery Bielanales. Wild pitch, Rosario. Malone into scoring position.
And a good call there. Brandon Tipton signaling. Not a dead ball, even though it did hit on Hales. He tried to get out of the way. The ball just came skipping towards him because that one bounced in front of the plate.
Hit the chest protector first of Nuno Fernandez. Well, runner in scoring position for Avery Bielanales. Two-hit game yesterday. Righty to righty. Broke it in there for a called strike. Adam, talking about Jerming Rosario against Lansing this year. June 28th. Came in relief, 2 1/3, 1 hit, scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts, no walks. July 20th, came in relief, 4 scoreless innings. On a lace line drive, right center field, down for a base hit. They're going to score here.
Malone is around third. He's racing for the plate. The throw into second. RBI single, Eribio Angeles. Nuts are on the board, down 3-1.
Big time swing by Angeles. He had a rocket to right yesterday. And you could tell he wanted to go to second. I think he would have gotten there because the ball was not cut off by Taylor Young. It came in slow bouncing to the left of second, but he wanted to make sure he wasn't becoming the second out. So what a big time swing to get the nuts on the board.
Now CJ Rodriguez, who takes a called strike from Rosario. We have seen throughout this series, the Loons score first and then the Lugnuts answer. Anales is a threat to run. One out, righty to righty. Rodriguez flies it, left center field. Chris will lean quickly over into the alley. He's got it from left. And back to first base dances Anales. Two outs. So now Clark Elliott. Another game, another strong performance from Clark yesterday. He's the nine hitter today. Yesterday batting seventh. He was 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. Left-handed batter against the righty. Rosario's pitch. Strike call, that side corner at 95. Elliott the day before had gone 0-for-3, but before that, single, triple, walk. That was on Wednesday. Rosario delivers. Elliott swings, foul tips it, into then out of Fernandez's mitt. And then in the opening game of the series, reached base 3 times in 4 trips with a single, a double, and a walk. And Adam, that's what we're seeing has been the walks, but also his hits are becoming extra base hits. 3-1 Loons, two outs, Anales at first. The pitch to Elliott. Fastball fought off into the screen. Rosario tried to elevate with him. Elliott stays up there. On deck, Junior Perez.
I wouldn't be surprised if he continues this, Jesse, if they maybe, he's sitting in that ninth spot, potentially put him in that leadoff spot here.
Here's the pitch from Rosario. Swing and a miss. He got him with a change. Side retired in the second. 2 strikeouts for Rosario. Each one has been the final out of a frame. But the Lugnuts do get on the scoreboard. Malone walks, wild pitch to second. Anale singled him in. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Back here to Jackson Field in the top of the third. Lansing trailing 3-1. Yeison Sanchez back out there, the 22-year-old, making his Midwest League debut. The righty will face the righty, Yainer Fernandez. First pitch, outside, ball one. That first inning, four hits, 3 runs, and a couple stolen bases. No runs and a hit in the second inning. Pitch two, drops in with that breaking ball. Front door slider, it looked to be, strike one. Diagonally standing on the hill, working quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low, 2-1. Sanchez, 6'2", 165 pounds. Warriors number 22 in white tonight for the Nuts. 2-1 pitch. Yanked out to left field. This is hit well, and this is gone. Up over Home Run Hill. That one bounding toward Cedar Street. It's a home run for Yainer Fernandez, his sixth this year. And it's 4-1 Loons in the third. That ball was left up, and it was crushed. Looked very similar to the massive home run the man coming up hit last night, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Lockwood Powell sent his to the right of the video board last night up to the concourse. That one went to the left of the concourse. Ready on Ronnie, first pitch. On the ground, bounce towards short. Backhand by Wilson. Throws across the diamond. On the run. Loses his cap. Makes the play. Derek Jeter. Is that you? No, it's Jacob Wilson. There's one away.
I love, too, how that throw is basically handed to Danny Bautista Jr., who applauds him at the end of it.
You know, you can just stop your phrase with, I love, too.
It's not always true.
But that time it was. Kenneth Betancourt steps in. The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. You know, Jesse, I have a notion.
Yes.
That at the end of this homestand, I think we, the pitch home, outside, we might need to make a two-week defensive compilation of the Jacob Wilson plays and let the folks see how good he has been over there in his first couple of weeks in Lansing. 1-1 pitch. This is hit high and hard out to left field. Elliott is going back. He's at the track, at the wall, and it bounces above the Dean Trailway sign. It bounced back to left field. Wilson is all the way out there to go grab it. He'll run it into the infield. It's a double for Kenneth Betancourt. Second extra base hit in this third inning for Great Lakes. Well, that's a good job defensively by Wilson. Perez, Elliott all out there trying to track that thing down, but another big swing by a Loon batter. Great Lakes in front 4-1, three in the first, and now one here in the third in the debut for Yeison Sanchez. Damon Keith now coming to the plate. Righty on righty matchup here. Still only one out, runner at second base. The pitch. Lined out to right field. Thomas is over to his right, on the track, makes the catch. And guns it in. Over to third goes Betancourt. The throw's cut off by Wilson. Two outs. They had Damon Keith played correctly. Almost like it was no doubles deep out there with Colby Thomas. He was expecting him to hit it that far. He was out maybe a step or two in front of the warning track, so he really didn't have to move much. Good scouting right there, and the park just holds it. 337 out there to right field. All right, here's Luis Guerra, the new DH. The pitch, lifted out to right center field. Perez over to his left. Colby Thomas coming over, calls him off, makes the catch. And so in place of the ejected Dalton Rushing, Luis Guerra is down, and so are the Loons. They get the leadoff shot from Yainer Fernandez, tack on to their lead. It's 4-1 as we head to the last of the third.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three here at Jackson Field. Junior Perez, Jacob Wilson, Daniel Susak, the top three in the card. Coming up, the pitch home. Bunt shown, it's outside. Ball one. Lansing getting their first run in that second inning on a base hit and a walk. Not trying to get more. The pitch, it's a little bit off the edge. Two balls, no strikes. This man had an infield single in his first at-bat, Junior Perez. 240 average, 8 home runs, 36 knocked in. The pitch, shot back foul, 2-1. Perez has had such that fascinating season with the way that he has really turned things around after the sluggish start and become an asset in the order. The pitch, shot back foul, 2-2 again, this time off the netting. Started the year 5-for-60 in his first 20 games, did Perez, including a streak of 32 consecutive hitless at-bats, so it did not get off to a good start for him. The pitch, checked it, did he go? No, he didn't, ball three. But then he really started to light it up. He's batting now .271 since that opening start. And here in August, the OPS is up at .868. .297, his batting average here in August. 3-2 pitch. Here's a bouncing ball foul, third base side. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Great Lakes. One run, three hits, no errors for Junior Perez. Or for the Lansing Lugnuts, with Junior Perez at the plate. 3-2 pitch. That's low and outside, ball four. Skips away momentarily from Fernandez, but Junior is out for a second time tonight. One of the main reasons that he's been much better at the plate is because he is laying off those pitches that he was, at the beginning of the year, chasing out of the zone. Those enticing sliders and the pitches breaking out and below the zone. He has become much more disciplined. All right, here's Jacob Wilson, flat out to left in his first at-bat. The throw home. On the ground, through the hole, right side, base hit as it rolls out to right field and Damon Keith. Perez stops at second, Wilson aboard at first, and the top two in the order have reached to open up the third. Second time through the order here against German Rosario, and the Lugnuts trying to get themselves back in this game, down 4-1. Tying run and Daniel Susak coming to the plate. Does Daniel Susak have a big night in him, perhaps? He had a base hit in the first. Remember, he had a monster, as we tapped it, the Daniel Susak game in the series opener on Tuesday with two home runs. Ready on ready to pitch. Down low, ball one. It's the fifth Lugnut to hit multiple home runs in a game this year, and the most recent to do it to open up this series against the Loons, where Lansing took the first two. Great Lakes has now won the last two. The pitch home. Outside, two balls and no strikes. So how about these Lugnuts a second time through here? Perez got up 2-0, walked. Wilson squared the first pitch to right. And now Daniel Susak is up 2-0. Taylor Young, the second baseman, and Gaynor Fernandez out there to visit with German Rosario to try and slow down the 21-year-old, try and get him back on track. Talked about it last night. Lansing this year, of their 75 home runs, 49 have come at home. So quick math, a 49-26 split from home to road. It'd be a perfect time to get that even number 50 right now to tie the game. Ankle guard on that front left foot for Susak. Black batting gloves tonight. The pitch, inside corner, strike one. That's a big pitch right there for Rosario to try and get his way back here. He's got the high red socks pulled up tonight with the Nike shoes. Glove chest high, kicks and throws. Twisted back up over the netting, into the seats. You'd be shocked to know there's another huge crowd tonight at Jackson Field. Filling up the lower bowl, walking around the 360-degree concourse throughout the outfield and checking out the concession stands. Rosario steps off as he looks back Perez at second base. Faith and family night tonight at Jackson Field, and a big leg bobblehead giveaway. The 2-2. That's down low, and it skips away from Fernandez back to the backstop. A pump fake. He's got nowhere to go as Wilson and Perez were already basically at the bags. Second wild pitch tonight for Rosario. And now a base hit here could make this a one-run game, assuming that Wilson could get home. Payoff pitch coming to Daniel Susak. First base now open. The pitch. Down low and outside, ball four. And the first three have reached in the third. The bases are loaded. And here comes the guy that went 4-for-5 last night and has been terrorizing opposing pitching these last few weeks. It's Colby Thomas. He had two doubles and two singles last night. A home run the night before. Two doubles the night before that. And singled in the opener. No surprise. David Anderson, the pitching coach, is out there to have a quick word with Rosario as he tries to maneuver out of this jam. Loons up 4-1, bottom three. And this is a golden opportunity for Lansing to get back into this game. We've talked about the Loons. They have scored first now in all five games in this series. But as mentioned, the series is split 2-2. So it's not like we're in new territory here with the Lugnuts playing from behind. Their offense has really taken pressure off of their pitching with how they've shown the ability to come back and get back in games. Okay, here we go. Righty on righty. Colby Thomas steps in. First pitch. Bends in. At the knees, strike one. Nice pitch. That average for Thomas sits at 322. Six home runs, 18 driven in for Colby. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase that one. No balls, two strikes. Colby Thomas playing in his 35th game tonight for the Nuts after being promoted. 12 doubles, two triples. Six home runs, 47 strikeouts, does not walk much. Pitch, called strike three, and Thomas very frustrated with himself, nearly slammed the bat down, but he held himself from doing so. What a massive out that is with the bases loaded. Third strikeout for German Rosario. So now Danny Bautista starts to step in, and he'll try and pick him up. And so you can't let this opportunity slip away here. Pitch home. That's on the inside corner, strike one, but Rosario has started to lock in. Four straight pitches in the zone since the visit from David Anderson. Bases loaded, one away. 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to right field. This should get a run in. Backing up is Keith at the track, makes the catch. And the throw goes to second base. Perez sprints in. Wilson gets to third. It's 4-2 on the sac fly from Danny Bautista Jr. So we saw that type of swing from Danny in his first at bat. It was more of a line drive out to right, but this one he got a little bit more under and more oomph out to right field. So now they're at the corners. And a two-out swing here could make this 4-3. Here's Brendan Malone. The pitch. Right-hander takes it down low. Ball one.
A man who's due.
Yes, indeed. We've seen some big swings from him, but the average has dipped down below 200 now. He's knocked in 18, six home runs. Lugnuts were at their best when he was raking with Colby Thomas. 1-0. It's down low. Two balls. No strikes. It was almost like a super team when both those guys came up because of how well they were swinging it at the plate. And Colby Thomas has stayed intact, but Malone, as you mentioned, He's dropped off a little bit.
He's 0 for his last 12. But the walk his first time up, that gets him going in the right direction.
Build some confidence here. 2-0 count. Hit hard out to left field. Oh, my goodness. Watch it go. Right on cue. 0 for 12, no more. 430 feet. And the Lansing Lugnuts have the lead. A four spot in the third on a ball that was launched.
He's too good of a hitter to remain this quiet, right? He gets that torque, he puts the launch angle on, and he has such power at him. No doubt about it.
First pitch to Angeles outside. You called that, my friend.
You could feel it was coming. Brennan Malone's bat does not stay quiet very long. The Loons had dodged it, and they could dodge it no longer.
1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. What do we say? The Nuts had been missing the home run swings. I know they got the solo shot and the loss a couple of nights ago from Thomas, but Jesse, at their best here at home, they've been hitting home runs with guys on base in pivotal spots. 2-0. That's down low inside. And almost like Rosario, he got the strikeout, but once he gave up the run, he's made another mistake. Gave up three more runs. Pitches down low, and now there's a walk to Aribil Angeles. Third walk given up in this third inning by Rosario.
Not a player who walks very often. Jermaine Rosario, you remember you said the visit by David Anderson, that straightened him out? Well, he's back to wavering.
That's what I'm saying. With that, almost after that sack fly from Bautista, started to perhaps lose some confidence because he threw two straight balls and then got it back in the zone and Malone crushed it. To Jesse's point, Angeles just his ninth walk this year. First pitch, CJ Rodriguez takes the slider in there, strike one. Rodriguez, the eighth batter to come to the plate in his lengthy third, now 5-4 Lansing. The pitch, a little bit outside. Angeles took a big secondary lead like he was going to go to second, but gets back to the bag. One-one. Slider in there again. 1-2. Rodriguez flied out to left field in his first at-bat. Two-out rally here for the Nuts. The pitch, there goes Angeles. It's in there for a strike. Throwdown is into center field. Angeles gets up. He's off to third. Vogel has no chance to get it over there. He just sends it into shortstop Alex Freeland. So it's a stolen base and a throwing error on Yainer Fernandez. And now a base hit from C.J. Rodriguez. This could be a 6-4 game. By the way, they did call that a ball. It looked like it was in there. If it was a strike, it would have been strike three. Time called by the catcher, Yainer Fernandez. So runner at third, two outs, 5-4 Nuts in the fourth. The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip. It's held on to by Fernandez, and that's going to do it. We mentioned it earlier. Jermaine Rosario, his first two times against the Nuts, he hadn't surrendered any runs. That changes here tonight, including a four spot here in the third and a big three-run homer from Brennan Malone. We are off to the fourth, 5-4 Nuts.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text Okay to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Brand new ball game here. The first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Lansing has grabbed a 5-4 lead. And all of a sudden here, Jason Sanchez in line for the victory as he pitches into the fourth. Throws home. This is lifted out to right though. Thomas is going back and we are tied. Up to the picnic tables, Chris Bubba Aleen shows off the strength, his sixth this year. And the second tonight for the Loons. And it's 10 runs through 3.5 frames.
Home runs have been an Achilles heel for Jason Sanchez. 22 home runs served up last year with Stockton. 11 this year between Stockton and the Complex League. And we are seeing the ball fly today.
Remember when you asked for the weather report if we'd see some home runs tonight?
I asked you.
Well, they have delivered. And none of these have been cheapies. Off the crack of the bat, all of them, you could tell, they were going to go. Pitch, check swing from Vogel. He offers as they check down to bases umpire Chad Patterson, who puts up the right hand. Vogel struck out, swinging in three pitches in the second. Balloons, the difference, both their home run solo shots. Lansing's Brennan Malone shot, a three-runner. 0-1. Tapper foul, third base side, 0-2.
That was 4-0-6, by the way, for Bubba Aleen.
Mm. Well, you hit it out to right field. If you hit it to right field and not right center, you got a chance for it to hop up there on the berm and the lawn. Past the lawn, though, is the bricked patio area with the picnic tables, where you know it's not a cheapie, and that is where that baseball landed. And then up the stairs to the right of the kind of patio picnic table area is then the concourse. Seeing some balls go up there. 0-2. Swing and a miss, but it gets away from C.J. Rodriguez. He goes back to the backstop. Vogel is quick. The throw down to first is not nearly in time. And then gets away into right field as it was thrown behind Vogel. No chance for Bautista, but the Nuts do a good job backing it up. Vogel is bent over as Bautista tried to reach through him, essentially, to get that baseball. It looks like both guys are okay, but that is unfortunate right there for the Nuts, as it's a strikeout, but a wild pitch that allows the base runner to reach.
That was the first thing on my mind, was any injury, because that's a bad collision. That's Bautista Jr.'s left shoulder with the side of Jake Vogel. And I do think that Vogel is feeling it right now.
Yeah, he is. He's hunched over as Don Schulze now comes out there. Going to have a word here with Sanchez. Wait for Sanchez. He's now 58 pitches deep. He's given up 5 runs tonight, 8 hits, 2 home runs. Base runners in every inning. The Loons have hit him pretty hard. A couple doubles, a couple home runs. The rest have been singles. But still battling here in what has turned into a wild game. 5-5 here in the top of the fourth. Loons got 3 in the first, 1 in the third, and now 1 in the fourth. Lansing with 1 in the second and that 4 spot in the third. And back to the top of the card. Kumar Nambiar continues to warm here. The pitch home. That's outside. Ball 1. Third time through the order, you imagine that the hook is going to come soon here if the struggles continue for Yeison Sanchez. Taylor Young is Been good tonight, 2 for 2, 2 singles. Throw back to first, Bautista's tag late on Vogel. Well, you can understand why the coaching staff going to give another opportunity here to Sanchez. He just got that strikeout, but unfortunate the ball gets away, and that's why the base runner for Vogel. 1-0. Shot foul. First base side, out of play as it's up towards the sweet level.
You love the 5 strikeouts for Yeison Sanchez. That lets you know the filth of his stuff. I think, Adam, you're just trying to steal outs from him right now before you turned an ambiar.
And we were talking about it in a break. You wonder, too, if it doesn't work out for Sanchez as a starter. You know, he mixed in Stockton, and he actually was a relief pitcher more than a starter. You know, does he work into the bullpen and become a valuable arm? 1-1. That's outside, and it skips away. Another wild pitch, and another base runner moves up. Vogel is at second. Tough for Rodriguez to figure out Sanchez, too, with how much that baseball moves on his pitches. Those low ones have been scooting away. And the Loons have been getting aboard and moving up. Stolen bases, wild pitches. 2-1 to Young. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Flying over is Bautista. And that goes 2 rows deep beyond the Lugnuts dugout. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Young.
I mean, you can imagine being CJ and calling for the slider because it's just so difficult for the batter to handle. But it's also difficult for you to handle.
Thinking, okay, I just called the slider. I know the hitter's probably not going to be able to get this one, but let's hope that I can.
Yeah.
5-5 in the top of the fourth. Break-even pitch. Slider, low. Beautiful night here at Jackson Field. We have had some awesome weather this week. And really, this homestand, outside of a rain delay that was just short of 90 minutes, really good weather the last couple of weeks here in Lansing. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4.
Want you to keep in mind when it comes to pitch count, he's still thrown fewer pitches than Jermyn Rosario.
Came into this half inning with only 53 pitches thrown, but the Loons are attacking him early. I mean, base hits in 2 pitches, 3 pitches, 4 pitches. That's going to be it for him. Figured the leash might be a little bit longer. He might get 1 or 2, but again, trying to go through the top of this order, it's so difficult, but trying to do it for a third time, even more difficult. So regardless of it being righty-heavy coming up here, they are going to go to the lefty, Kumar Nambiar. That's going to be it for the debut of the 22-year-old. Yeison Sanchez competed, got the 5 strikeouts, but gives up 2 home runs, couple doubles in total, 8 hits. And right now, the line not quite finished. Kumar Nambiar going to try and come in and get 3 outs for him. But we'll see how Sanchez builds after performance number 1.
Adam, just thinking about Yeison Sanchez. He's a long way from home. He has a special arm in terms of how he moves the baseball, how he can spin a slider, how his fastball can get up to 96, 97. And yet, as we've talked about, he has dealt with so much frustration. He gets this opportunity in a state that my guess is he's never been to Michigan before at the high level against a team packed with Dodgers prospects. And this was up and down. There were moments of brilliance. There are moments of allowing those round trippers in very hard contact. So I will be very curious to see how he's able to build upon this moving forward.
Well, you've talked about it so many times, how good of a hitting league the California League is and how the ball flies out there. There's much more humidity than what you're going to get here. But, yeah, I mean, to come into this league and have to face the Great Lakes Loons first, or potentially you think maybe West Michigan Whitecaps, the way their offense is performing, not going to be easy. And got to do it on a humid night. It's a tough way to be welcomed in. But certainly the stuff is there. And and that's part of the process. And you wonder, too, if maybe the thought is get him working with Don Schulze and all the experience that he has, give him another pitching coach to get some ideas from on how to hone in on his craft. Here's Alex Friedman against Kumar Nambiar. And the first pitch from the lefty down low, ball one.
I think we can look throughout the system and find players who've been promoted above where you'd say they've earned and find them having success. I think about Cameron Masterman up in AA Midland.
Nambiar's 1-0. That just misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Sometimes it's almost like a fresh start when you start with that new team, and a change of scenery, believe it or not, sometimes can make a difference. 2-0, blew it by him. Strike one.
You can find such strong clubhouse forces when it comes to teammates. Guys who can pick up somebody's spirit. Maybe there's a coach that they really click with.
Maybe there's a teammate that they become good friends with that can help them out. You never know. Nambiar spins around.
That was slickly done by Kumar.
Slow motion Kumar right there. 5-5 here. Top four. Two on, nobody out. Nambiar trying to get out of this jam, just coming in. The pitch. That's down low. 3-1. This game right now looks like it's tapped for about a 15-14 finish. Offenses are on it tonight. Some big swings, some timely swings. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. That was a big swing right there. Freeland was looking for it. Expecting to get something good to hit. He did, but not able to catch up to it. So a full count pitch coming up. Freeland has hit it well tonight. RBI double in the first, and then a line drive out to Junior Perez in his second at bat. Vogel is at second with good speed. Young also good speed at first base. Nambiar with an important payoff pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss gets him to go down to a knee. He was expecting fastball. He got breaking ball. And that's a great job by Nambiar. Down in the count 3-1 to come back and get the K and first out of the fourth.
Adam, I think that was a changeup. And he had just tossed 90 miles an hour by him and came back with a 3-2 straight change.
Yeah, it dropped out of the zone like it was a breaking ball. Fell right off the table. Yainer Fernandez steps up. First pitch. Swing and a miss. That was the fastball outside.
I'm sorry, that's another 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Is this guy still allowed to be a velo boy?
I don't know. I would say no with the expectations. Swing and a miss. I mean, he's too far. He's not up to code anymore. He's hitting 90-plus. Qualifications, you have to throw a below 90 fastball.
Appeal to John Beller.
Can we make a call to John Beller in the bullpen and see what he has to say? 5-5 here, top four, two on, one out. Loons with the home run to lead off the frame, and Chris Aline. The pitch, line drive off the top of the glove. It's caught by Wilson, and he steps on second base. Oh, my goodness. An inning-ending double play off the ricochet from Nambiar, and the Lugnuts are out of the jam. On Faith and Family Night, prayer sent up and answered. We are headed to the bottom of the fourth, tied at 5.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
more than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch in the bottom of the fourth is skied out to center field from Clark Elliott. In comes the man patrolling the middle of the outfield, Jake Vogel. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out. We are tied 5-5 in the bottom of the fourth thanks to a ricochet double play off of Kumar Nambiar, popped out to left center field, or to the left center spot in the infield where Jacob Wilson was, and he ran and touched second. For the third and final out, a double play. The 106th this year for the Nuts. Here's Junior Perez. First pitch up high, ball one. So well played right there as Nambiar gets out of the two-on, nobody-out jam and doesn't give one up. Here's the pitch. It's sent back off the netting from Perez. Base hit and a walk. In his first two, last half inning, the Lugnuts sent eight to the plate. It was started by Perez. He scored four thanks to a three-run shot from Malone. The pitch, hammered deep left field. That ball has been demolished. Number nine for Junior Perez. And the Lugnuts are back in front. 107 off the bat, 420 feet, 6-5, Nuts. My goodness, that baseball is flying tonight. Four home runs in this game, and all four have been smoked. Here's Jacob Wilson. Pitch home. That's outside, ball one. Jacob Wilson already with two nice defensive plays tonight. Just had the double off moments ago. 1-0 pitch. Lifted out to right field. Back goes Damon Keith at the track, and he'll make the catch. Two outs. He had the very Derek Jeter-esque run to his right. And the jump throw to first base. Wilson so good defensively. Had the single earlier. But that time is out. Now here comes Daniel Susak. 6-5 Nuts. They've now scored in three straight half innings. That pitch is down low and outside. And by the way, this is Mitchell Tyranski that has come in here. He replaces Jermaine Rosario. Michigan State Spartan pitching here, close to home. Out of Birmingham, Michigan, 1-0. That's up high, two balls, no strikes. Susak, great tonight so far, has reached both times. Base hit and a walk. 6-5 Nuts, bottom four. 2-0. Down the chute, fastball, strike one. Lansing has six hits, all singles outside of the two big blasts. A solo shot from Perez, a three-run shot from Malone. The pitch on the ground, bounce foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Susak gets out. We'll do some trivia for you. If not, we're going to make Jesse do it in the fifth. How about that? The pitch home. Breaking ball, foul tip, swung on, and held on to by Yainer Fernandez. So that's going to do it. The Lugnuts get a home run, get the lead right back. Give up a solo shot in the top of the fourth. Get a solo shot in the bottom of the fourth. The ninth for Junior Perez. And it is 6-5 Lansing. Off to the fifth, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the mic when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alatine can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So Junior Perez's home run has given the Lugnuts a 6-5 lead over the Great Lakes Loons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa by my side. Here's the first pitch of the top of the fifth, a curve for a called strike from Kumar Nambiar to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Lockwood Powell, Betancourt Keith against the southpaw from Yale. The deal, fastball high, one ball and one strike. Received word that Kumar's cousins are in town. Watching him pitch today for the first time they've seen him on the mound since high school. The deal. Change up down and away. Two balls, one strike on Lockwood Powell. Following up a cycle yesterday with a strikeout and a ground out here today. Albeit on the ground out, he was flat out robbed by shortstop Wilson deep in the hole. Lefty to righty. Stayed outside. Cleanup hitter in the Great Lakes order, the undrafted free agent from Central Michigan. Loons down by a run. Here's the pitch from Nambiar. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. Oh, that strike two as that ball leaves the field of play. For the Loons, three runs in the top of the first inning. A run in the third inning on a Yainer Fernandez homer. A run in the fourth inning on a Chris Aleen homer. But for the Lugnuts, one in the second, four in the third, one in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Hit foul again off the right side. We have seen some round trippers in this game. Yainer Fernandez, Chris Aleen for the Great Lakes Loons. And for the Lugnuts, Brendan Malone and Junior Perez. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Got him. Change up from Nambiar. Kumar's second strikeout when he came out of the bullpen relieving Yeison Sanchez in the top of the fourth inning. There were runners at first and second and nobody out. But he fanned Alex Freeland with a 3-2 change and Yainer Fernandez lined into the double play. That was a sight to behold. Cannon Betancourt swings and misses. Line drive by Fernandez went off of Nambiar's glove. Popped up in the air, and it led the shortstop Wilson right to second. The pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. And he just keeps on pulling the string on these Loons batters. Kenneth Betancourt is 2-for-2. RBI single, a steal, and a run scored in the first inning. Then in the third inning, a double, but he was stranded at third base. Batting here in the fifth, Loon's trailing 6-5, one at nobody on. 0-2, way outside, ball one. Blue sky above, sun setting off to our left, that's the west. Cardinal directions here in Lansing. Nambiar's pitch, and the air out to right center field. Junior Perez tracks it to his left. He's got the catch in the alleyway. Two down. Here in Lansing, let's say you put yourself standing on home plate, or maybe behind home plate like the catcher C.J. Rodriguez on his knees. C.J.'s parents are here this homestand. They introduced themselves to me yesterday. You would be facing north. North is dead center. South would be to your back. Nambiar throws. Check swing. Ball one low and in.
Technically northeast, right?
Well, I suppose so. The way that I think about it is Larch Street on the right side runs north. Cedar Street on the left side runs south. The pitch, outside. And so I think center field north, home plate south, third base west, first base east. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think home plate, if you stand right behind it, you're facing north, but a little east in there, too.
Little east. A tapper foul at home plate. Strike one for Damon Keith. Okay. Because this ballpark, it's not like everything is tilted exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe north-northeast.
North-northeast.
As opposed to north by northwest. I love that movie.
Great. I haven't seen it.
Recommended. There was a Hitchcock film festival that came to my hometown. Big time fan. Line drive left field. Clark Elliott in. It's down for a hop. Quickly snags. Gets it in. Base hit for Keith. A two-out single. A second hit of the game. Does Chris approve? He approves.
Chris Snyder would like you to know, the PA announcer, that that's his favorite movie.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Should have seen the energetic, "That's my favorite movie," through the glass.
Well, my man has taste. Swing and a miss, strike one for Luis Guerra. Have you missed it? Starting in this number seven spot in the order was the DH, Dalton Rushing, who struck out looking to end the top of the first inning, and then he was ejected from the dugout. Lefty deals to righty. 0-1 for Guerra, down low. There's Rodriguez to collect. Really a pleasure, Adam, to meet CJ's parents. For the families who get to hear us throughout the year, there's that connection that gets formed before we ever meet. Here's the pitch. A check swing down. Did he go on appeal? He did not. We had Jack Winkler's parents drop by the broadcast booth earlier this year. Jack now up in AA Midland.
He's been doing pretty well up there.
It's been great to meet Kumar Nambiar's family. Runner takes off. The pitch outside. Rodriguez is though down. It was not caught by Malone. He tried to nab it and then swipe that tag down all in one motion. And he forgot step one. Stolen base of second for Damon Keith.
Now the Lugnuts just plain and simple are giving up too many free passes tonight. The Loons getting on base, and then they are getting into scoring position immediately. The throw was perfect, just got to squeeze it.
3-1. Curveball swung at and missed. 3-2 for Luis Guerra, the 19-year-old. He's going to turn 20 on October the 4th. Last year, he played in the Dominican Summer League. High fly out to right field. Colby Thomas is there. Junior Perez there, too. It's Thomas the catch. Perez was already jogging back to the dugout. Kumar Nambiar has himself a scoreless top of the fifth inning. Single by Keith, stranded at second. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house from Lansing. 6-5 Lugnuts.
And family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Mitchell Tyransky is back on the mat for the Great Lakes Loons. Off we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lugnut 6, Loons 5. The lefty from Michigan State University will take on these three Lugnuts here in the home fifth. It begins with Colby Thomas, and he begins by taking ball one. It's going to be Thomas, followed by Batista Jr., then Brennan Malone. That's 4, 5, 6 in the order. Here's the pitch, and Thomas takes a ball high. A 2-0 from Tyransky, lefty dealing to right-handed batter. Swing and a foul tip at home plate. Here's the deal, up high. Three balls and a strike on Colby Thomas. Tyransky deals. Off the outside corner, he's walked in. 5-pitch walk, and Lansing has its first batter aboard, a man with great wheels, opening up the home fifth inning in front of Danny Batista Jr.
Well, it's pretty impressive how the Lugnuts have turned this game around. They have put the pressure on the bases, on the Loons, just like the Loons are doing to them, and winning the last couple of nights and getting out to an early lead tonight. Lansing doing that same thing here.
Lefty dealing to righty. Thomas a threat to run. Tyransky kicks. There he goes. Pitches up and away. Fernandez is thrown down. The tag. No, sir. Colby Thomas swipes second, head first. Stolen base number 9 in 11 attempts.
Both teams getting on base tonight. Both teams being aggressive, taking their bases. Lugnuts have swiped a couple tonight. Loons have swiped a few. Both teams hitting home runs. I mean, we said this one might be 15-14. We weren't kidding.
That's why you got to go for two. Don't settle for kicking the extra
That's
point.
Right.
Ball and offering to Batista Jr. There it comes. Up high. See, Tyransky. It's such a slow leg kick. You knew Colby Thomas once he read that Tyransky was coming home. He's saying, I'm going to move myself into scoring position. Turn this leadoff walk into a double.
Go get another one.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop foul back our way. Strike one. Tyransky has been highly effective for the Loons this year. Out of the bullpen, sure, the 3.57 ERA through 30 appearances, one of them a start, 2.14 batting average against entering play. A 2-1, breaking ball bounces in, and away from Fernandez, Thomas heads over to third. Wild pitch from Mitchell Tyransky. Just in checking in with Brad Tunney, voice of the Great Lakes Loons, he also said that Tyransky has been a terrific person in the clubhouse. He and Jack Dreyer, two big-time glue guys in terms of southpaws among the pitching corps and important teammates. Griffin Lockwood Powell also.
A couple of Big Ten Midwest guys.
3-1 for Batista Jr. Line drive left center field, base hit. Thomas scores. Cut off and left by Aline. Gets it into second. RBI single, Danny Batista Jr. 7-5 Lugnuts.
Maybe the best swing tonight. That was line drive, hot shot, great swing by Bautista. Didn't have the lift that some of the Lugnut swings have had to get out, but that was hit about as square as you can get it. And Lansing adds on to their lead after trailing in this one 4-1.
Catcher Fernandez visits the mound down in the Loons pen. Lefty is getting ready. Brendan Malone is about to step in. He had a three-run homer his last time. But out to the mound. The mound meeting is in store. And let's see if that lefty is ready in the pen. Infield congregates around Mitchell Tyranski. There's the move made by Daniel Nava. One more warm-up pitch snuck in. And now here comes the southpaw Christian Suarez. Number 34 jogs forward. Boy, for the Lugnuts, seven runs. Blanked in the first inning by German Rosario. And then one in the second, four in the third. And now one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Treating Mitchell Tyranski rudely.
It feels very similar to Tuesday and Wednesday, doesn't it?
I mean,
Loons get a lead. Lansing has a big half inning and then captures the lead. And the way Tuesday and Wednesday went, the Loons didn't go away, and Lansing had to hold on and win by a run. The way last night went, Loons scored first, Lansing came back, took the lead, and then the Loons got the late rally with three in the ninth.
We saw Christian Suarez for one inning earlier in the series. And Adam, he pitched effectively, struck out all three batters that he faced 2 days ago. That was in the Loons 5-3 win. Well, I have a moment. Just checking out the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard. Entering play today, you know I've been keeping track of those East Division standings. Dayton is leading in Fort Wayne 7-0. So then the natural thing begins. How is West Michigan doing? How is Fort Wayne doing? West Michigan half a game up on Fort Wayne, 2.5 up on Dayton, three games up on Lake County. Now Dayton's leading Fort Wayne. West Michigan is trailing South Bend 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Lake County 2 today. They lost to Peoria 4-1. They beat Peoria 5-1. They split those two. Elsewhere, Beloit trailing at Quad Cities 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Wisconsin down to Cedar Rapids, 3-1 in the fifth. We're ready. Christian Suarez to Brendan Malone. Pitch number one. Fastball inside. Ball one. At first base, Danny Bautista Jr. Nobody out. 7-5 Lugnuts. Lefty deals to righty. The breaking ball hangs high. Two balls and no strikes.
Again, we mentioned it just doesn't feel like this game's going to end 7-5. So if you're Lansing, keep scoring.
Here's the pitch. Runner starts and stops. Called the strike on the inside corner. That was awkward for Danny Bautista Jr. Don't want to get eaten over there by the dirt monster.
Mm-mm.
Hear about the turf monster, the grass monster tackling guys in football. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. Malone takes ball three, too tall. On deck, A. Rebielanales. Atharu first base, and Bautista Jr. back in, diving on his belly. Christian Suarez looks in for the sign out of Maracay, Venezuela. The pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. on its way. Washes a Brendan Malone elevated down the right side. Damon Keith to his left, into the corner. And Keith makes the catch in foul territory, where there's very little room down the right side. Still, the ballpark held it, and Malone is out. Bautista Jr. back to first base. One down for A. Rebielanales. Hello, Greg Kiger.
He said hello back.
7-5, Lansing the lead. Last of the fifth inning. He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. left you to righty. Pick off though instead, Batista Jr. was, what, one step away from the base and quickly climbed back over. Initial offering to Avery Bilanales. Inside, nearly struck him. Ball one. For your baseball slang today, let's say we talk about the Bermuda Triangle.
I know that one.
A look at Batista Jr., the set, high set. The kick and the pitch. A chopper hit towards short. Freeland grabs, steps on second, whips it to first, double play. Bermuda Triangle coming up in the sixth inning. Getting over. A luck not score a run on a walk and a single. Nobody left on. 7-5, Lansing the lead through five innings from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Lugnuts have the lead, 7-5 as we are off to the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Kumon Ambiar back on the bump, pitching well, deals. On the first offering, called a strike, nipping across the outside corner, against Chris Aline. Aline, Vogel, and Young, 8-9 and 1 in the order. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up. Aline is 1-for-2 with a strikeout at a home run. Switch hitter batting right. Knees bent. Pitch on its way. Fastball lifted high out to center. Junior Perez back to his right, nears the wall, can't make the catch, it's off his glove. Aline sprints around second base. He's on his way for third. Perez's throw in, the tag is out! What a throw from Junior Perez! A home run to give the Lugnuts the lead a couple of innings ago. And now here, cutting down Aline, looking for a leadoff triple. You saw the power, there's the arm. And there's one down in the top of the sixth inning. Now Jake Vogel, stepping in against Kumar Nambiar, takes ball one. Well, Junior nearly made a spectacular backhand catch, and then the arm said, I got you. 1-0, at the knees. No, below the knees, perhaps. Two balls and no strikes. Jake Vogel is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Did reach, though, on a drop third strike and a wild pitch in the fourth inning. Nambiar deals. Fastball right by him. 2-1. 89 miles an hour and overpowered. Second baseman Malone, maybe a couple of steps to his right toward the middle. The pitch on its way. That's away on the curve. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boy, we have seen some events throughout this game, haven't we? Offensively, defensively, Vogel chased down low. He is gone. Kumar Nambiar strikes him out. Vogel has struck out for a third time.
That was like your home run call gone.
Well, you can be gone in different ways, but either way, you end up back in the dugout.
100%.
Two outs, nobody on. Taylor Young, forever young, steps in. Pitch on its way. The curve, oh, ballooning across the outside corner at a called strike one.
Got to be ready for everything, as you mentioned. Offense, defense, all types of great plays tonight.
I think Vin Scully would call that curve a drop of milk. Swing and a miss on a change. Hey, the baseball slang, the Bermuda Triangle. It's when you flare it in between three fielders, usually left field, right field. Get the second baseman out with the center fielder and the right fielder. Maybe you drop it in between the left fielder, the third baseman, the shortstop. If you drop in a blooper in between three fielders, you have found the Bermuda Triangle. There's your baseball slang today. Two outs, nobody on, 7-5 nuts, 0-2. A tapper foul at home plate.
Question.
Yes.
Who do I have to talk to try and get that renamed from the Bermuda Triangle to the Bautista Triangle?
Oh. Well, I think for us, we could call it the Bautista Triangle anytime that we'd like the rest of the year.
First half of the season, that's what he was doing.
Swing and a miss. Change up strikes at Young. Kumar Nambiar is through three, scoreless. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnut 7, Loons 5.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
C.J. Rodriguez will lead off the last of the sixth inning for the Lugnuts, followed by Elliott and then Perez. That means 8-9-1 in the Lansing lineup. The lefty Christian Suarez was strong in relief, coming on for Mitchell Tyranski in the bottom of the fifth. Fly-out double play ball quickly dispatched things. Opens things up, and he misses outside. Ball one to C.J. Lefty dealing to the right-handed batter. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 with a fly-out to left and a strikeout swinging. Number 8, hitter in the order, out of Vandy. The native Venezuelan kicks and offers. Outside again. The Lugnuts have scored at least one run in the last 4 at-bats. 0 in the first, a run in the second, 4 in the third, a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth. Now here in the sixth, up 7-5. Pitch on its way. Broke up and in. 3-0. Action in the Lansing pen. Mac Lardner is getting warmed up. Kumar Nambiar might be done. He was marvelous. The 3-0. Grabs the outside corner. Strike call. Suarez to the plate. Check swing. Strike two called. One more game to go in this series. Tomorrow, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons will play on Big Lug's birthday party, Adam.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Payoff. Strike three called at the letters on the inside corner. So Rodriguez took three balls, and then he took three strikes. Suarez has his first strikeout.
Oh, it's his birthday tomorrow, or is it today?
It's his birthday party.
Okay.
Yes.
I think his birthday's maybe today. I guess we'll have to check on that.
That's right. You know where I'm going. Let's go to the Big Lug section of the Lansing Lugnuts website. Ball one up and inside to Clark Elliott, the number 9 hitter, 0 for 2. Strikeout and a fly out to center.
I was now years old when I realized we have a Big Lug section on the website. But, I mean, well
Why
merited.
Shouldn't there be?
Yeah.
Elliott swings and misses. Strike one. Meet Big Lug, it says. Birthday, May 23rd, 1995.
Okay.
So Big Lug is saying, look, maybe you're busy in May. Let's all get together in late August. I don't know. Here's the 1-1. A bouncing ball foul up the right side.
I mean, I've heard of the people that have birthday weeks and birthday months, but my God, the River Dragon says, I'm going to have a birthday season.
Have you ever heard of a honey soon rather than a honeymoon?
Yes.
So a honeymoon, you take your honeymoon after you get married. The 1-2, up high, two balls, two strikes, and Elliott. A honey soon is when you don't take it immediately after the wedding.
Right.
You let some time pass, and then you take it. So my wife and I, we got married in late October. We took it in December. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. A breaking ball waved at and missed. He was fooled, and it was by him when he was swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Suarez.
Or you... I was going to say, you do like the half moon, right? Where you go on like a mini vacay right after you get married, and then you go on the full one, you know, double it. That's probably what you want.
Or if you're Adam, you could just vacation constantly.
Yeah, I wish.
Adam lives his life like it's the last day of school.
A quarter mile at a time, I live
Junior
my life.
Junior Perez takes ball one low and away. Two outs, nobody on, 7-5 Lugnuts, last of the sixth. I got more on this Big Lug bio page. You want me to share some more?
Oh, 100%.
What
were
you about to say?
Oh, I was just going with, it is faith and family night, so I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah. Ball one pitch. That's down low. Family, Adam.
Yeah.
Family. Faith. And family.
And racing cars.
Big Lug's bio lists Big Lug's height as a few hairs above 7 feet. Weight more than a couple bolts. 2-0. Perez drills it to right center field. Rushing back is Keith. Down for a base hit. Going to the base of the wall. Perez with all that speed. Dashes around second. A relay throw to third base. The tag. He's out. Expertly executed by the Great Lakes Loons, denying Perez three bases. He had already had a single and a home run in the game. That would have put him in the mood for the cycle. As it is, he now has a single, a home run, and a double. He would need the triple for the cycle the next time. And we're going to the seventh inning. Adam Jackson takes over the call as we go to the seventh. The Lansing Lugnuts leading the Great Lakes Loons by a 7-5 score from Michigan State Capitol.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811.
brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
What a ball game tonight in Michigan State Capitol. 6-3. Lansing up 7-5. And they will go to the bullpen indeed. It is Mac Lardner coming out to relieve Kumar Nambiar. And Nambiar, as we mentioned, pitch excellent in middle relief. Goes three innings, gives up two hits, no runs. Four strikeouts, didn't have any walks. He was superb. And he gives way to his Velo boy mate, Mac Lardner. So the lefty Lardner into the game. He will face 2, 3, and 4, beginning with Alex Friedland. Tonight, Friedland 1-for-3 with an RBI double back in that first inning. The pitch home. Lifted out to right field towards the line, giving chase is Thomas, and it is out of play. All right, well, we're late on trivia, but let's see if we can do this. You're going to have to answer fast. We're going to ask now, and we'll answer in the eighth. How about that? See how quick on the trigger the listeners are tonight. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. You know that that Zach Geloff guy, he's had a pretty good start to his big league career. In his first 28 games, he's had 28. The pitch home first. Kick back. His first 28 games, he's had 20 extra base hits and 20 runs scored. So your question tonight, since 2000, 23 years deep, how many total players have equaled that total and had 20 extra base and 20 runs in their first 28 games? If you want to throw in a bonus, give some of the names of who the other person or persons are, feel free to do so. Yeah, that's right. I'm not giving anything away. Could be one, could be two, could be multiple. We're going to try and answer that for you in the eighth inning. So got about an inning and a half. 1-2, on the ground over towards short. Wilson charges a little bit to his left, picks it up, fires to first. One down. So again, how many players have had 20 extra base hits and 20 runs scored through their first 28 games since 2000? Zach Geloff, the most recent player to do it. He has been on fire since getting promoted. Yainer Fernandez coming to the plate, 1-for-3 tonight. He torched a ball out to left field. His sixth home run of the evening. Right now, though, Lansing leads 7-5. Lefty on righty, the pitch. Out to right field, up in the air. Thomas is going back. He jumps up and makes the catch. On the warning track, just in front of the ribbon board. Two outs. That's a big win right there for Colby Thomas. Keeps the ball in play, makes the catch, and on his jump didn't have to go into the wall. It was just short of it. So with two outs, it's Griffin Lockwood Powell. We just talked about it. Junior Perez now a triple away from the cycle. Last time we saw a cycle in this ballpark, last night. The pitch. That's inside, ball one to Griffin Lockwood Powell. He did it with a double in the first, a single in the fifth, a triple in the eighth, and a three-run go-ahead homer in the ninth. And the Loons last at bat to cycle. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Griffin Lockwood Powell, the third man in Loons history to hit for the cycle. They hadn't had one since 2009 until last year. 2-0 pitch. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes. Last year, Alex DeJesus did it in mid-June of 2022. That was just their second. The Loons became a franchise in 2007, so you can see how rare it had been. Pitch home. Down low, ball four. No chance to get any swings on this at-bat for Griffin Lockwood Powell. He reaches first time tonight. And there is one on with two outs in this seventh inning. Jamie Pedroza, back in June of 2009, was the first loon to hit for the cycle. Lockwood Powell last night. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there, strike one on Kenneth Betancourt. He's had a good night tonight at the plate. 2-for-3, RBI single in the first, double in the third, and flied out in the fifth. Loon's out hitting the Lugnuts 10-8. The pitch. High hopper over towards short. Wilson waits on it, throws overhand to second, and that's going to do it as they get the short out with Griffin Lockwood Powell and the force with Malone squeezing. We'll stretch it out. 7-5, Lansing leads. We're off to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing leading 7-5, and they will face the fourth Loon pitcher tonight. It is Carlos De Los Santos that checks in, the righty, 6'2", 170-pound, 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. International free agent in 2017. We've seen him in this series. He will get another opportunity tonight against these Lansing Lugnuts. Pitched an inning on Thursday. First pitch popped up shallow left field from Jacob Wilson. And in comes the left fielder, Chris Aline. Snatches it to the left of his body there as he reached up. One down. Just past 9 o'clock on a Saturday, August 19th, 2023. I'd like to say a regular crowd has shuffled in, but it seems like a big crowd has shuffled in again tonight. Here's Daniel Susak. The pitch home. Roped out to left field. Base hit. Boy, he's having a good night. Daniel Susak now has reached three times, two singles and a walk. And with one on, there's one out in the bottom of the seventh, Lansing up 7-5. So it'll be interesting to see what the final attendance number is tonight. Last night, 8,203 came out to the ballpark. And the night before, 6,714. Here's Colby Thomas. The pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. They have watched a heck of a game. Way back in the first, Lansing trailed 3-0. Got a run back in the second. Then gave one back up in the third, so they're down 4-1 going into the bottom of the third. They score four runs on a three-run shot from Brennan Malone. The pitch, swing and a miss. Thomas trying to get that one on the outside part of the plate. Righty on righty here from the stretch. De Los Santos. Pop back. Foul. Almost in striking zone. Oh, it's still coming down. Bounced a couple of times up on the roof and then fell down to the lower bowl.
I was worried about the gutter monster there.
It stayed out of it and down to the fans. 1-2. High hopper foul, third base side. Over towards Craig Conklin there. It was about 10 paces deep of the coach's box. Lansing with a run in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Didn't get one in the sixth, but they have had runners on all night long, putting the pressure on. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Colby Thomas has left the strike zone a few different times tonight. That's his third K. Looks like he's pressing a little bit. That's the first strikeout for Carlos De Los Santos. Now it's Danny Bautista Jr. that's coming up. Bottom seven, 7-5. Lansing. Pitch home. It's inside, ball one. Cooled off tonight. We started at around 80 degrees. I'm sitting 70 degrees now, just past 9 o'clock. Darkened skies as the sun has fallen to the west of the park. Ready on ready, the 1-0. Slides in there, strike one. This is what the Loons did last night. Weth, De La Paz, Hobbs going an inning each in the final few frames. Pitch home, that's inside. 2-1. A couple of nights ago, they had five relievers finish off the final five innings after Peter Hubeck went the first four. 2-1, down low, skips away momentarily from Fernandez, but keeps it close enough that Susak stays put at first base. Two outs, runner at first, bottom seven. Lansing with one more base hit would equal the 10 total that Great Lakes has put up on the board. Three-one pitch. Swing and a miss. That was ball four. Good looking slider movement, low in the zone. Bautista thought he was getting fastball across the plate. Danny with a sac fly in the third and then an RBI single in the fifth. He didn't play last night, but big couple of at-bats tonight to help Lansing get those seven runs. 3-2. Way outside, and it skips in front of home plate. Around second and hustling, Susak is headed to third, and he's there without a throw. Yainer Fernandez took his time, and now off to second. Bautista's caught in a rundown. Freeland running him back to first. Here comes Susak trying to score. The throw home. It's in time, and Susak is out. Lansing runs themselves into the final out of the inning, and that is going to do it for the seventh.
On a walk.
Wow. Yes, indeed. On a walk. And Brennan Malone, who has had a great night at the plate at the three-run homer, will not get a chance to come up with runners at the corners. Instead, we are off to the eighth. Lansing leads 7-5.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Wild finish to the bottom of the seventh as we head to the eighth. The Lugnuts lead 7-5 after running themselves into an out to finish off that seventh inning. Here comes Damon Keith. First pitch down low, ball one.
Nothing today has been mundane. Nothing.
It's been a wacky one, that's for sure.
Holy moly.
Mac Lardner throws. That's a swing and a miss. You could almost say it's been loony.
It's been nuts.
Yeah, that works too.
Do you have your loons facts?
I do. That was the segue. Great work. The pitch home. Popped up right field, and coming in, Colby Thomas makes the catch, and there's one away. We have a defensive change, Jesse?
Yes, Colby Halter is now in to play second base, moving Brendan Malone over to first base.
Okay, good eye. So Danny Bautista has moved out to left field, it looks like, and Clark Elliott, or is that Clark Elliott still out there? It looks like Bautista has moved to left.
Yes.
Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one to Luis Guerra. So it looks like Elliott has been removed from the game. Bautista goes out to left. And Malone, as mentioned, to first. Pitches outside. Where the binoculars come in handy. 2-0. Breaking ball in there, strike one. Can use the binoculars for baseball. You know what else you can use the binoculars for, Jesse?
Looking at birds.
Yes.
Adam's the birder.
The 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I'm so delighted.
Well, it is time for Loon Facts. The excitement he said that with was just great. The pitch. That's in there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I suppose I do get that excited for birds. But we've been giving you loon facts each day because the loons are, in fact, in town. That's a fact. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper, and that's fair up the first base side. A squibber, and it's picked up by Malone, newly playing first base. He makes the tagging out, and there's two away. All right, Jesse, so loons can fly, right?
They can.
Did you know that it takes them a while to get going and get up in the air?
I did not know that.
Well, the loons require a long runway to get airborne, splashing their wings and feet on the surface of the water for up to half a kilometer before they finally take flight. And perhaps that's why after they call it molting in midwinter, they are completely flightless for a couple of weeks. The pitch. That is inside, ball one. So just to give you an idea, half a kilometer is about 550 yards. So you think of 5 football fields, 5.5 football fields. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. That's how long you can see a loon flapping across the surface of a water before they finally will take flight. Yes, and we're getting reenactment of it in the production room. The pitch home. Hard hit, and that's through the left side for a base hit. Over to left goes Danny Bautista Jr. He picks it up and fires it back in. And there is Chris Aleen on board with a big-time swing. He is now a triple away from the cycle with that base hit.
These guys trying to make cycles a regular occurrence.
Well, Junior Perez and Chris Aleen now have an opportunity, if they come up again, to hit for the cycle.
Both of them, too, were thrown out at third base going for a triple tonight.
Yeah, they tried to get the hardest one out of the way, but not to be. C- Craig Conklin is out there, and that looks like it'll do it for Mac Lardner with two outs here. Stevie Emanuels will come in and try and get Jake Vogel, the nine hitter here. 7-5, Lugnuts leading the Loons in the top of this eighth inning.
I like the work done by the Lugnuts relief corps of Nambiar and Lardner. Velo boy's looking good. Remember, Jason Sanchez started this game. He went three innings plus, and he allowed the eight hits and five runs, facing three batters into the fourth inning. And then Nambiar really settled things down. And for Lardner, an uneventful seventh inning, a walk, but nothing more. Here in the eighth, two outs. Now you've got the single by Aleem. But it's not like the Loons bats are as noisy now as they were earlier in the game.
Not as noisy as them trying to flap across the lake.
That's right, trying to get airborne.
Yes. So from Yeison Sanchez to Kumar Nambiar to Mac Lardner, now the righty, Stevie Emanuels, 16th appearance through 23-plus innings. ERA sits at about 1.5. The whip's been pretty good at 1-flat, 32 strikeouts, 9 walks. And trying to keep this a 2-run game. With the tying run now coming to the plate in this eighth inning.
Under attack.
Under siege. Fireball in my right eye from Brad Tunney. Guy's been throwing paper wads all series.
The Lynch broadcaster has command.
Well, I don't know if that's accurate because there's been a lot of misses. All right, Jake Vogel tonight. Tough night at the plate. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Did reach on a wild pitch, though, in the fourth. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one.
I love that first pitch curve just to see where it is. Remember when Emanuels closed out the Loons on Wednesday, it was the backdoor curveball that struck out Aleem to end the game.
1-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one. I would imagine, Jesse, they bring him in. They're trying to get the final four outs with Stevie Emanuels here to lock this down.
Right now, you're alternating days. Yesterday was Santos's try. Today, it's Stevie Emanuels' turn. That fastball there was 94.
1-1 pitch. That's in, and it hits Vogel, and now you got to go back to the top of the order.
Hit CJ, too. Took a tough bounce off of both of them.
Well, that's not what you want right there. So it will be Taylor Young that comes up. And this will mean, even if you get Taylor Young, regardless, it's going to happen anyway, you will have to work through the heart of the order in the ninth as well. It just is never easy against these Loons. Last night, Lansing with a lead into the ninth, but a 3-run shot broke it open and gave Great Lakes the advantage. They went on to win thanks to that 3-run shot from Griffin Lockwood Powell, as Santos wasn't able to nail down the save. So again tonight, it's Stevie Emanuels' turn to try and do things, try and get the final four outs. But again, this is a tough part of the order that has been so good all season long. And again, this week in Lansing.
The big key for Emanuels is to attack these hitters right from the first pitch. As you pointed out last night, Santos was falling behind, and that put him in trouble. So how does he start off young?
We're about to find out. The pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Santos got behind Griffin Lockwood Powell last night 2-0, and it was on a 3-2 pitch. But you get up on him, and there's an opportunity for some swings and misses potentially. You're really limited in a 3-2 count. 1-0. That's in there. Letter high. Strike one on Young. Two hits tonight and a walk. Stole a bag and scored a run. Two on, two out. Lugnuts up 7-5, top eight. One pitch. Check swing came around. That looked like a slide action down in the zone from Emanuels. No chance there for Taylor Young.
That was filthy. Absolutely filthy.
Back into the box, Taylor Young steps. 1-2. Does he have another filthy pitch in him? Here it is. That's down low. Good block by Rodriguez to keep that in front. To go down to his knees, 2-2.
Drop curve.
He's going with the off-speed stuff. Those are the options, though, you get, as mentioned, when you get up in the count and waste a pitch or two. See if you can get that swing and a miss. We'll see what he goes to on the break even. Here it is. Slider just missed the outside corner. The entire Lugnuts dugout almost looked like they left that top step and went down in frustration, thinking that was it.
Boy, Adam, I think that's a cutter, a new cutter for Manuels, and that is a borderline pitch.
That was right there. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So he doesn't get the call. He puts it right across the plate and gets the out. Two loons stranded. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing leads 7-5.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Bottom eight here at Jackson Field. Lansing still leading 7-5. Looking to tack on some more. Saurin Lau is coming in for the Great Lakes Loons as they continue to go pitcher by inning. Saurin Lau. He takes over here, the right-handed 6'2", 180-pound, 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Signed back in 2015. He will face Brennan Malone, three-run homer earlier tonight. Here's the pitch home. Squared foul, first base side, past first base coach for the Nuts, Luis Baez.
Adam, when Saurin Lau pitched earlier in that series, it was a scoreless inning, but three hits and a walk, they did hit him.
Pitch home, popped up in the shallow center field area, back going Taylor Young, second baseman, gives way as Vogel comes in, the center fielder makes the catch. There's one away, so hit it there, but not flush. Getting under it is Malone. Here comes Aribe Anjales.
Major league flyout.
Yes, indeed. That was up there for a while. That allowed a guy like Vogel, who is deep in center field, to come all the way in.
How long do you think it would take a loon to get airborne to that kind of height?
Long time. I don't think the loon would have made the catch. The pitch. That's inside. But that's okay. The man wearing the loon uniform made the catch, Jake Vogel. Hey, Aribe Anjales, RBI single in the second. Walked and stole a bag in the third. Grounded into a double play in the fifth. 1-0 pitch, on its way. Cute foul, first base side. All right, well, we asked you trivia, and I apologize. It didn't come in the fourth tonight. It came in the seventh. This has been a wacky game, as we've mentioned, so a little bit behind. We'll give you the answer here in just a moment. A pitch home. Line drive right back up the middle. Anjales with his second hit tonight. Boy, he is seeing it well as this season comes to a close here over the final month. Big bat in the bottom of the order for Lansing. So one on with one out. Here comes CJ Rodriguez. First, though, get a visit And looks like Daniel Nava is talking with home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. They've got their athletic trainer out there as well to check out Sauron Law and make sure everything's okay. So we didn't see anything with what was going on, but I'm checking that out here. Something. A discussion on the mound. Perhaps an injury, or maybe they're discussing something else. I don't think so.
The majority of the conversation is between Daniel Nava and the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton.
It looks like it's the catcher, perhaps, Yainer Fernandez, that's getting looked at. His right hand. And Fernandez, yeah, is walking towards the dugout. It looks like he's coming out of this game. So that's what it was. The meeting came on the mound. Maybe they needed translation out there, perhaps. But Fernandez coming out. Remember, Dalton Rushing has been ejected, so they don't have that option. Plus, he's just coming back from the IL, so I'm not sure they would have wanted him to catch tonight anyway. But he got ejected in the first inning as the DH. So the only other catcher that we've seen in this series is Griffin Lockwood Powell. Griffin Lockwood Powell tonight is at first base. Griffin Lockwood Powell has vacated first base, so imagine he's going to go catch.
Well, you've had Max Hewitt, who's been the bullpen catcher throughout the series. He has come from the bullpen to the dugout on the far side.
But Griffin Lockwood Powell has left the field of play, so I'd imagine it's going to be Griffin. And out of the dugout, Yainer Fernandez is heading, it looks like, to first base.
Yeah. This is fascinating. This feels like a little league change where two players switch positions.
Yep. And Lockwood Powell does indeed switch spots with Yainer Fernandez as Fernandez goes to first base. So just a straight swap. Fernandez to first. And Fernandez has come down to home plate. Looks like he gave something to Griffin Lockwood Powell.
It's the wristband with the signs, right?
There you go.
Unless there's technology in there, too.
Well, we now seem like we have definitely seen it all in this game tonight.
Good eyes by you with Lockwood Powell, because I'm watching Hewitt come out of the bullpen going, you know, we haven't seen him in this series.
Well, Lockwood Powell had just disappeared from the field. C.J. Rodriguez steps in. First pitch. And swings and misses. Strike one. So one on, one out. A first base catcher swap. Fernandez and Griffin Lockwood Powell. Lockwood Powell caught last couple of nights. Ready on ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Rodriguez flied out in the second. Struck out in the third. Struck out in the sixth. Not been his night. That was after in his last at-bat. As Jesse had mentioned, he got up 3-0 and then took three straight strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That just a touch low. One ball, two strikes. 7-5 Nuts, bottom eight. They've done it on 10 hits tonight and an error. Great Lakes with 5 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. Throw back to first. Angeles there in time. And we haven't had a run since the fifth inning. Good bullpen pitching through the sixth, seventh, and now into the eighth from both squads. They've done it different ways. Loons changing pitchers every half inning. Lansing had some consistency with Ambiar, Lardner, and now Emmanuels. The pitch on the ground, weakly hit towards short. Freeland charges, throws to first, and just in time gets C.J. Rodriguez. He had some trouble getting it out of his glove, but still had enough time to get Rodriguez. That's Fernandez over there at first that makes the catch. And there are two outs. Now Griffin Lockwood Powell is out there with Fernandez, all discussing with Sauer and Lau here.
Keep in mind, Adam, the man on deck is a triple away from the cycle. So Colby Halter, the job is to try to extend this inning one batter more.
And this is Colby Hunter's first at-bat of the game as he replaced Clark Elliott. But yes, you are correct. Trying to give Junior Perez an opportunity at the cycle after we saw one from Griffin Lockwood Powell last night. Pitch home. Hunter takes it outside. Ball one. He's taken a lot of walks already in his time here in his short stint. Doesn't swing at pitches out of the zone very often. 7-5 Nuts, bottom eight, runner at second, two outs. Here's the pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. By the way, we asked you that trivia question with Zach Geloff. Who are the other players since 2000 in their first 28 games to have 20 extra base hits and 20 runs? Any answers in an inning span?
No correct answers that I see.
Yeah, that's my fault. Got
that's
to him
okay.
late. We'll still give you the answer here. 1-1 pitch. That's outside, 2-1. The answer is four other players have done it since 2000. Will Smith did it in 2019. Former Loon. Gary Sanchez in 2015, Jeff Francoeur in 2005, and Jesse, do you know the other one? 2-1, there goes Anales to third. It's lifted out to shallow center field, but it hangs up for Vogel. He makes the catch, and that's going to do it for the eighth.
Was it Bo?
It was Bo Bichette. Yes, indeed. He did it in 2019 when he had that great streak of nine games of doubles. We are headed to the ninth. Lansing three outs away from taking a 3-2 series lead. They're up 7-5. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Lenker, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Stavy Emanuels with the mustache returns. It was Emanuels who struck out Taylor Young to end the top of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 7, Great Lakes Loons 5. Emanuels relieved Mac Lardner, who came in for Kumar Nambiar, who relieved Yehizon Sanchez at the very start. Sanchez the starter 3 innings, bullpen looking to take it the final 6. Emanuels' first pitch fastball flat out to left field by Alex Freeland. Danny Bautista Jr., a two-hand squeeze. One pitch and one out. Yanner Fernandez now, the catcher turned first baseman. That's literally true. What
just
are we talking about?
Just a half inning ago, yes.
He was the catcher, and Griffin Lockwood Powell was at first base, and then the two of them switched positions.
Just wild.
Righty to righty, Yanner takes ball one, down and away. Brad Tunney, the voice of the Loons, came over to the broadcast booth after the eighth to say, had either of us ever seen anything like that before in our life? The catcher on the first baseman switching spots mid-half inning. Curveball down and away. Two balls and no strikes.
Hernandez never has played first base before, is what Brad said.
Well, now he has.
Yes, indeed.
And today in the game, he's homered. He's 1-for-4 as he swings and misses. The cutter down and away. Two balls, one strike. Lansing is two outs away from a 7-5 win. And not after dropping a very difficult 7-5 loss to the Loons. Pitch on its way. Fastball ran up and in, nearly grazed him. It's ball three. Brad told us that Yainer has been so banged up by playing catcher throughout this year that maybe it was the straw that broke the camel's back. He needed to stop playing catcher. 3-1. Fastball right down the middle. I mean middle. And the count is full.
Well, that's having confidence in your pitch, just going right after him, and why not? You're up by 2 runs, so if he hits a home run, you're still up. Trying to get back in the count, you don't want that tying run to come to the plate. So this is a big at-bat right here and a massive pitch coming up.
On deck, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Payoff, on its way. A bouncing ball hit weakly left of the mound. Third baseman Anales gloves and eats it. Infield single, Fernandez.
Just so unfortunate right there for Lansing. Stevie Emanuels does everything right, gets weak contact, but it's a perfectly placed weak grounder left side. Anales Wilson, it didn't matter who got there first. There wasn't going to be a chance to get Fernandez.
Stevie turns around, checks him with second baseman Halter, who lets him know I'm playing right up the middle. Center fielder Perez shading to right center. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. First pitch, way outside into the backstop. A wild pitch moves Fernandez up to second. Takes away that force play at second base. Adam, do you know how many wild pitches we have now seen in this game? All pitchers combined?
Seven.
Hey, well done. That is absolutely the magical number.
It's always the magical number. When in doubt.
The 1-0. Curveball outside. Yesterday, Lockwood Powell on a 3-2 pitch blasted a go-ahead 3-run homer with one out. He's batting with one out as the potential game-tying run. 7-5, Loons down. The deal. Fastball high. And it's 3-0.
It's the same thing as last night. You got to throw strikes. You got to put it in the zone. And right now, Manuels is fighting it down 3-0. You live on the edge with these Loons. They are going to make you pay. You have to throw strikes. You have to get ahead in counts.
Griffin Lockwood Powell, GLP. One out, runner at second. A 3-0. Is it the red light? It is, and it's high. It's ball four. He has walked for the second straight plate appearance. And the tying runs are on. One out for Kenneth Betancourt. Catcher Rodriguez out to the mound. Great Lakes hopeful. An arm warming up down in the Loons pan up the left side. Pitching coach Don Schulze goes to the mound. On the Oakland Athletics out of town scoreboard, Yoelvis Del Rosario is making his Double-A debut. He is through 5 innings. The first four were scoreless. The fifth inning, he allowed 1 run. 4 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts for Yoelvis, the Lugnuts opening day starter. And on that day, we were impressed. He shut out these Loons. So his first day up in Double-A, looking really good. And the Rockhounds are leading 3-1 against the San Antonio Missions. Saheed Valenzuela, a double and a run scored. Caden Trenkel, a double, a walk. He has scored 2 runs. And Jack Winkler is knocked in two. 2 for 2 with 2 singles. 3-1 Midland. Triple-A Las Vegas will get underway. Looks like they are just about set to get started. Aviators and Reno Aces. Single-A Stockton Ports coming up in 20 minutes, taking on San Jose behind Gunnar Hoagland. We're ready to resume. The pitch. Betancourt a check swing. Did he go? On appeal, he didn't. Ball one. Lugnuts dugout disagreed. Kenneth Betancourt singled in a run, scored a run in the first inning. Doubled in the third. Line to center in the fifth. Fielder's choice in the seventh. Ground ball here to shortstop. Jacob Wilson gloves to Halter one over to first. Double play. 6-4-3 for a 7-5 Lugnuts win.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Jesse. The only thing that was good about the walk, double plays back on, and Lansing does it again.
Lugnuts have taken 3 of the first 5 games in this series. And they can go for the series win tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., Big Lug's birthday. Meanwhile, the season series Lansing 11 wins. The Loons have lost the season series.
Oh, it's got to feel good because this has been a good team all year long. Not an easy win. And Lansing finds a way. Last night it was give it up in the ninth. Tonight they lock it down. And it's the third time they've done it. 2-1 run wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. They get the 7-5 victory tonight thanks to that big third inning, four runs. They get down 3-0, come from behind. I mean, that's a nice victory tonight for Lansing, as you mentioned. Now a chance to win the series tomorrow.
Today was wild. Wild, Adam. How many different things do we see that we have never seen before? We saw a tip drill for a double play. We saw a walk leading into the final out of an inning at home plate. We saw a catcher and first baseman switch defensive positions mid at bat. Weirdness tonight.
We saw four home runs that were all no doubters. Yes. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. But in the end of the day, Lansing, give them credit, behind this crowd, takes home a wild win. And again, they have to feel good now. They've won the series season-wise against the Loons. They have a chance to win their second week series against the Great Lakes Loons tomorrow.
Six scoreless innings by the Lugnuts bullpen in relief of Yeison Sanchez. Kumar Nambiar, three scoreless, four Ks. Mack Lardner, 1 2/3. Stevie Emanuels, 1 1/3. He ended it with a double play ball because, of course, no team in the Midwest League turns more double plays than the Lugnuts. And on the offensive side, Junior Perez, you mentioned those homers. Brendan Malone hit a three-run shot. Junior singled, doubled, homered, walked, scored two. Throughout Chris Alina, third base, in front of his parents, in front of his family, a monster game.
Yeah, he played great, and the Lugnuts needed it. They needed some big swings tonight. We hadn't had any last night, and the night before, they had the solo shot from Colby Thomas. That was it. When Lansing has been at their best, no surprise here in this two-week homestand, it's been when they're hitting home runs with guys on base, and that happened again tonight.
Final totals for the Loons, 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. The Loons stranded 9 runners on the bases, and Adam, they went 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position. For the Lugnuts on the other side, 3 for 6 with runners in scoring position. They made it count. 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Lug strand 5. Nuts improved to 20-27, 51-61 for the year, dropping the Loons to 22-25, 68-45 for the season as a whole. Time of the game, 2 hours and 37 minutes. Did it feel longer than that to you?
No, I don't think so, because there were so many wacky things going on. It just kept on moving.
And the attendance, not 8,000 today, 7,780 on another terrifically attended ball game.
Yeah, just great crowds continue, and they watched a heck of a game tonight, and this has been a really fun series. One more home game to go before a final homestand in a couple of weeks. But you mentioned the totals, Jesse. Isn't it amazing how close and similar the trends are, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Lansing holds the Loons, and the Great Lakes squad is unable to score most of their runs. They leave runners on base. The last couple of nights, they've taken advantage. Tonight, again, they leave a bunch of runners stranded because of good pitching and defense from the Nuts, and Lansing again wins the game. So tomorrow it's going to come down. Can the Lansing Lugnuts hold these Loons and keep them from scoring those runs in key situations, or the Loons going to come through? I don't know, but it's going to be a fun series finale.
Tomorrow's a rematch of the starting pitching matchup from on Tuesday's series opener. We'll see Mitch Myers getting the ball against the lefty Maddox Bruns for Great Lakes.
Yeah, and Lansing won a tight game on Tuesday. It was a really fun one. Daniel Susak hit 2 home runs. Lansing had to come from behind in that one, a high-scoring 6-5 game, and a great opportunity for these teams that have already been offense-centric to face two pitchers that they've already seen earlier in this week. You have to think tomorrow we're going to see some runs again.
This is concluding a two-week homestand. One more game to go. Big Lug's birthday party tomorrow. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets. Come out here in person in between Cedar and Lard Streets, downtown Lansing, right on Michigan Avenue. Get your tickets and cheer on the Lugnuts against the Loons. Finale of this series at Capital City Market Kids Day. Postgame kids run the bases, then afterward go across the street to the Capital City Market. Free ice cream, music, and Big Lug. There's a lot going on. Well, Adam, that'll do it for us tonight. Any final thoughts?
It's a great game. Good bounce back. Last night was tough. Lansing comes back, gets the win, and we'll see what happens tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What's more, your final score? The Lugnuts 7, the Loons 5. Have a terrific rest of your Saturday evening from Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State Capitol, and Jackson Field. Good night, and go